Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. Have your quiet time with God. Let your spirit, soul, and body receive the prayers, the teachings, or the testimonies. Then pray more on your own, in the Holy Ghost, or in your understanding. Read the day's short Bible study from our daily devotional prayer guide booklet sent to your phone or in hard copy. Follow the guideline on it for reading the entire Bible through in 1 year. Subscribe online with a token for the daily devotional prayer booklet. You can do a 1 year or a monthly subscription. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Damien on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Monday, the 12th day in February 2024. Please open your hand and heart for the day's blessings and prophetic impartations. Be responding with Amen. I receive it. This week, God will say to you, a long-awaited good news will drop for you. A most pressing need shall be met supernaturally. God's memo to us, TPGF members, and all listeners this day is from Zephaniah. Yes, the book of Zephaniah. Chapter 3, verse 19, and it reads, behold, at that time, I will undo all that afflicts you. Yes, God will take vengeance on your behalf this week. He will fight for you, and he will take on your battles on all fronts. He will turn you into a spectator in your battles. I don't know who this person is. God said he will give you a major testimony this week. Expect it. It will come. For those that appeared left behind, I have an urge in my spirit to pray for them. It's like your mates, colleagues, and contemporaries have left you behind in the race of life. They are married, well settled down, and growing their families, but you are still there. They have gotten jobs, established their businesses and careers, platforms, and network. Their ministries are growing, but you appeared left behind. They have traveled, and they are doing well. They have gotten their papers, legal papers, to stay and work. You are still struggling with it. They have conceived, giving birth to their babies, but you are still waiting. Who is this person I'm describing? Or is it your son or daughter, your sibling, your spouse, or any of your loved ones? I want to prophesy. I prophesy a catch-up moment. This shall be your catch-up moment. You will take off, meet up, and go ahead. Stop crying. Someone is crying. Stop crying. God shall turn your tears into joy. Today is February 12th. Before the end of this month, one or two major items on your 2024 expectation list shall drop for you. God will make it happen. Now let's do this. Let's take this prophetic action. If you can do it where you are now, please do. If not, listen to the prayers. When it is more convenient for you, do it. It's a prophetic action. Change your seat. Sit on a chair or on your bed, then stand up and sit on another chair or another side of the bed, in your office, in your shop. Change your seat. Thus says the Lord, I have changed your situation for good, and I have moved you forward. I have taken you forward and upward. Confess this with me and say, I receive a change of position and situation. Say it 3 times. Yes, it will happen. Expect it. And let's have your testimonies when you begin to see your desired changes. February 12th, celebrant. Your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your new age is blessed. God will add age to your life and life to your age. You will live long and live well. In Jesus' name, happy birthday. Listeners, welcome to a 7-day journey of insightful, incisive, practical, applicable to life teachings. Listen, learn, and apply. First question for teachings today. Please, sir, shed more light on this Bible passage, Isaiah 61, verse 7, especially on that statement of, for your shame, you shall have double. Ah, how can I receive double again for an existing shame? I avoided praying with that Bible verse until I have your explanation, sir. Wow, no, that verse of the Bible is not for us, the redeemed in Christ. That was a passage of judgment to a particular set of people. Even if you are going to use such Bible verse to pray, you will say the blessing part of it to your life and reject the causes and the negatives, because it was never meant for us. We are the redeemed. Next, sir, this is very, very urgent. Is it lawful for a landlord to just increase a tenancy rate from 150,000 to 350,000 naira? And what can someone do on a situation like this? Wow, this is landlord-tenant issues. Well, there are lawyers in the house that can throw more light. But this there ought to be a tenancy agreement between you and your house owner before taking up the apartment. On issues of rent increases, should have been part of that tenancy agreement. If you did not sign any documented agreement, then that must be your fault. There's always a seed of litigation in any transaction. Please, everybody, always talk to a lawyer before entering into any business, rent, or sales transaction. You also should speak to a lawyer. Lawyers in the house help us to advise our member. Next, good day, Daddy, and TPGF. Thank you, sir, for your insightful teachings. My husband is 43 years. I am 39 years. He was diagnosed of diabetes mellitus 5 months ago and has been on medication. In addition, he has been having erection problem for over 6 months. He has refused to see a doctor on this or discuss it with anyone. This bothers me as he's not making any effort to solve the erection issue. Kindly help me ask the medical expert in the house the possible solution to the erection problem. Wow. One of the effects of diabetes is the erection problems in men. No doubt, the erection issue is connected with the diabetes mellitus. I believe as the diabetes is being treated, and also ministration in warfare prayers, as we have been taught, the erection power will come back, will be restored. But please encourage him and work with him to adhere strictly to the food regimen and the lifestyle change that the doctors will tell him to do to be able to overcome diabetes. And all medical officers in the house, please give us your advice to give to our members. Next, good morning, Daddy. My husband left me 2 years ago because I refused to join him to a fetish place for solution to our childlessness. He was born again and a member of So Church. We won't mention any church name on air. Before we got married, early this year, he came back for reconciliation. I don't know what to do, sir, because he stopped going to church completely. I love serving God and attending church. He equally wants both of us to go and live with his parents in their family house. Wow. Childlessness should not be a reason to separate or walk out of a marriage. There are options these days. IVF, adoption as we have taught it here, and some other medical options, assisted conception and delivery, they are now available. Lack of knowledge and some superstitious belief and traditions are still a big problem to many people. He's not going to church again and asking you that you move back to his parents' house are not advisable. Don't accept the two options. If he's serious about reconciliation, he should get back to God and not take you back to his parents' house. Next, concerning Daddy's counsel yesterday about those that hurt or offended us, Daddy said we should be the one to call the person. Daddy, why can't we just mention the person's full name and say, I have forgotten you, forgiven you, and let's go and move on? More anointing, sir. Wow, that counsel is not my idea. See what Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, said about those who hurt or offended us. Read it in Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 to 17. Let everyone read that passage. Jesus Christ said, you should go to him or her, and moreover, forgiveness is not complete until we have discussed with the person that offended us. The offender and the offendee must sit down to talk for forgiveness to be real. That is the only way to forgive and forget. It is hard. It is tough, I know. But that is God's prescription. That is God's way. It will humble us. But please let us do it. Well, we'll build more on this tomorrow. Please send this. And send on your own issues, if you have any. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Bless what is blessing you. Bless those connected to you. Join us later this evening on Ask Your Question broadcast. Live broadcast, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Nigeria time. Please don't miss it. I pray this voice will have healed up before that time. Please pray for that this voice to heal up on time. It is over labor. Have you obtained your TPGF kit, the full kit, the T-shirt, the face cap, and the wristband? Let's have them and be wearing them to strengthen our brand, to extend TPGF to others, and also to be able to recognize and identify ourselves when we see ourselves in public. All in Nigeria, chat, SMS, or call Dupe on 0806-478-8392 for your TPGF kit. All in UK and Europe, SMS or chat Pastor Franklin on 07956-504-536. Do so. Have you paid your tithe lately on your earning? Also your battle, Thanksgiving, partnership commitment, your vows, and the seed of 2222 we are doing this month. Do so, and God will bless you. This is to all TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos. Register for the first diet of our Leadership Academy, Second One. Come and increase your knowledge, your capacity in God and in life. It is just only we have two sessions, both for weekdays and weekend sessions. The weekdays begins today, Monday, February 12th, for 8 days only, excluding Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. The weekend edition will start from the 17th of February, for 4 or 5 Saturdays. For enrollment and more information about Second One, that Bible College Leadership Academy, SMS, chat, or call Dupe on 0806-478-8392 or Moji on 0803-909-2578. Start doing it now. I speak to everyone's life. May the Lord bless you and enlarge you. Keep His blessing over you. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.